Think, Level 2, published by Cambridge University Press, 2015. This recording is copyright. Literature 3A.
The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde by Robert Louis Stevenson.
Exercise 2.
Jekyll! Shouted Mr. Utterson through the closed door. I want to see you! He waited a moment, but there was no reply.
Utterson! Said a voice. No! No! You mustn't enter!
That's not Jekyll's voice. It's Hyde's, said Utterson. We must break down the door, Poole. When they finally managed to enter, they stood and looked round the laboratory. It looked like an ordinary room, except for the bottles of chemicals. And then they saw the body of a man lying in the middle of the room. Utterson and Poole walked over to it. It was Edward Hyde. He was wearing clothes that were much too big for him, clothes that were Dr. Jekyll's size. In his hand, he held a glass bottle, and there was a strong smell of chemicals in the room. We have arrived too late, Utterson said. Hyde is dead. Now we have to find Dr. Jekyll. They searched the house from top to bottom, but they could find no trace of him. He must have run away, said Utterson. This is a mystery. Let's go back to the laboratory. They proceeded to examine the contents of the laboratory. On one table, they found traces of a white chemical, like salt, which had been prepared for an experiment.
That is the chemical he buys from the chemists. I usually get it for him, said Poole.
There was a big mirror in one corner. Poole looked in it and said slowly,
This mirror has seen some strange things.
But what I don't understand is why Dr. Jekyll needed a mirror in his laboratory, said Utterson. Next, they turned their attention to the desk. Among the papers and books, Utterson noticed an envelope. It had his name on it, in Dr. Jekyll's handwriting. He opened the envelope and took out the documents. One of them was Dr. Jekyll's will. I just don't understand it. He must have been here today. Look at this document. It's got today's date on it, said Mr. Utterson.
There's a letter in the envelope too. Why don't you read it, sir?
Said Poole. My dear Utterson, when you read this, I won't be here. I have a feeling that the end is near. Read the letter from Dr. Lanyon, and if you want to know more, read my confession. Your unhappy friend, Henry Jekyll. Is there anything else in the envelope? Asked Utterson.
Here, sir,
said Poole, and gave him a thick packet. Mr. Utterson put it in his pocket. Don't say anything about these documents. It's 10 o'clock now. I must go home and read them in peace. I'll come back before midnight, and then we'll call the police.